Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Around the world. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Dad. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome all Radio Boomers Live listeners on Easy Way Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Amazon Music, and now our new distribution partners, Pure Essence TV so many others. This is going to be an exciting show. We're going to be having a great guest, Deborah Hollick, who is a mindset expert. We're going to begin the show off with Deborah Hollick. Then we're going to go, but always we got to do the hot topics. My dad's always got
the best hot topic news.
And then we have Carmelita's Corner with her amazing guest. I believe she has her husband coming on today. And then the final ending of the show, we're going to talk about the Easy Way pitch party. We're going to let you guys actually call in at 914-338-1303 to pitch your purpose and pitch your Easy Way profile. We're going to give you some Easy Way updates on the Easy Way Awards and the new Easy Way members calendar. So it's going to be a really great show, really great podcast.
Pitch your purpose and spin the wheel, Eric. Pitch purpose and spin the wheel.
Yeah, Dad, people are really, really digging the wheel of opportunity that we're doing, which is a digital way, guys, for you to get up to $10,000 in free marketing and brand development services. That's offered by Easy Way Promotions. Yeah, you can actually get free interviews. You can get radio interviews, TV interviews. You can get airtime, TV airtime, radio airtime. You can get commercials on Easy Way Radio and the shows that we have. You can get stage time. You can get blog posts. You can get magazine ads. Easy Way Magazine is coming back with a vengeance, by the way, guys. You're going to love the new issue coming out. Shout out to Tony Kaufman, Derek Hutchison, Lisa, and the whole team making that happen.
Just to throw it out there, you mentioned I couldn't make it down, had a bit of a cold, but I saw the pictures you posted, pretty cool-looking event you were at with some interesting people down at the casino down there.
We're always providing opportunities for the Easy Way family. We're always networking with new, interesting, awesome people, providing stages. Yeah, that was actually the Synergy Financial event invited by one of our members, Hannah Hornstein, who's a top-level financial expert and one of the top marketers for Transamerica and World Financial Group, one of the biggest financial and insurance institutes. Over 2,000 people were at the Harris Casino in San Diego yesterday in Valley Center, which is where we booked Sheldon Reynolds from Earth, Wind & Fire, and that's what we were doing there. We booked Sheldon Reynolds, and we ended up meeting Henry Tillman, who's actually a heavyweight, I don't know if he's a heavyweight champion, but he's a champion known for beating Mike Tyson around the Olympics. We met some major correspondents in radio and television and a lot of six and seven and even eight-figure earners that night, which we're going to be bringing them into the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We're going to be bringing them into the Easy Way family. A lot of people said they wanted to join the pitch party coming up January 19th. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Got to take some pictures on the carpet and meet some pretty incredible people.
Then,
thank you so much.
I remember you said that you were talking to one of the guys and about boxing, and you said you mentioned the name Moore. Archie Moore was a famous light heavyweight, and he broke records for the amount of times he was the heavyweight champion for 10 years, I think. And you mentioned to a couple of the boxing guys that you knew him, and they go, sometimes they put you there.
I didn't mention that I knew Archie Moore, because Archie Moore has been gone for quite some time. But his son, Billy Moore, I mentioned, and he's actually the founder of the ABC Youth Foundation. Turns out that Henry Tillman and Billy Moore are good friends. And, actually what's funny, Dad, is I was sitting there on the couch and Henry Moore, people sometimes will check up on you when you say things. And Billy Moore is a pretty, you know, pretty big celebrity in the boxing world. He's the son of a, you know, top level, you know, superstar, you know, boxing Hall of Fame, on and on and on, you know, who Archie Moore is. And so I said I was friends with Billy Moore. And so Henry calls Billy Moore at like midnight, and Billy picks up the phone, and I'm there with all these multimillionaires, six, seven, eight figured earners, and Henry Tillman, as well as Sheldon Reynolds, and from, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire. And so Billy's on a speakerphone, and he's like, hey, yeah, Billy. And he's like, looks at me, he's like, what's your name again? I said, tell him Eric Zulli, Easy Way says hello. And he heard me say it, and Billy like yells on the phone, like, oh, my man, Eric. Hey, home. I said, hey, I was trying to get a hold of him. Da-da-da. And you can see Henry's face like, whoa. You see everybody's face like, whoa. So it was a lot of fun.
And that was fun. We had a good time down there with Billy. But anyway, time to roll along here, man. Time goes
fast. Time to get to hot topics. And coming up soon, we have Deborah Hollick as our special guest.
And we got Martin Luther King Day.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, happy birthday to Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King, it's a federal holiday. And it marks the birthday of the chief spokesman for the nonviolent activism. Dr. King had met with President Johnson, who supported his cause, and he was about peace. And he was an amazing speaker, and that's what Dr. King was about. And if you listen to some of his past speeches, you know, it's he was really somebody who's, you know, had a worthwhile movement going on to bring people together. So we are off into 2025. So what were the top five? Let's talk about the New Year's resolutions because we want to keep people on track and in shape. Well, here they are. Exercise more. They want to be healthy. Lose weight. Get organized. Learn a new skill or hobby. Live life to its fullest. Save money. Quit smoking. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And spending time with people you know and family and so on. Well, many stick with the program, but many don't. So there's basically, say about 4%. Well, four people, what is it, out of the first week, only 4% of them stick with it. And it's basically 43% drop out by February. So let's see if we can stick with it this year. Southern California has been in the news for having a long-term drought. Now it's front page regarding the flooding and the windstorms. And although the rains were needed, the flood and the cost of the damage and loss of life has pretty much outweighed what we needed to put the drought out of commission, which isn't totally gone yet, but these are floods, and basically the governor's office said it's the worst disaster in California history. So, you know, there's more rains coming. Ukraine prepares for a new offensive as Russia and Belarus join in drills at Italy's most wanted mafia boss, Matteo DiVito, arrested in Sicily after 30 years on the run. Being mafia boss, I don't know if it's in the top list for pleasant retirements. I suppose the baby boomers out there would remember the actress who was very famous in her day, Gina Lollobrigida, passed away at 95. Humphrey Bogart once said that Gina makes Marilyn Monroe look like Shirley Temple. And the airlines are bringing back the big jumbo jet to help with the demand for first class and business. And we can go on and on. I got about six more pages of news, but there's no time. So let's move along and see what's going on with our commercial and our guests coming up here.
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, we want to remind you as well as January 19th is coming up in 3 days. We do it twice a month, our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way profile. Go to easywaywall.com to create your account. Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month every other Thursday for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit letter E, letter Z, EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way, no spaces, to the number 55678. Our system will take it from there.
All right, all right, all right. We're back. For those of you guys that are just tuning in, you're listening to Radio Boomers Live on Easy Way Radio, easywayradio.com for short, to check out thousands of our other past episodes on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Apple Podcasts, and so many other platforms. So this is the segment. This is where we get our first guest of the day. We have Deborah Pollack coming on, who's known as a mindset expert, one of our gold members. Go to Easy Way Wall of Fame and search Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A, on Easy Way Wall of Fame and connect with her. And she loves to help, and she's inspiring, and she's a positive human being with interactions that optimize powerful work and performance and productivity. And she helps business leaders smash confusion, solve chaos, and stop cussing to the maximize profit potential. That's interesting. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring on Deborah Pollack and see what that mindset expertise is all about. Deborah Pollack, welcome to the show.
Deborah. Hello, Deborah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Well, thanks for slowing down with us baby boomers. Eric's picking up the pace a little bit. I mentioned that a famous actress passed away. I'm thinking no, but do you remember that name, Gina Lola Brigida?
Oh, absolutely.
No. Oh, you do?
I'm right up there with you, James.
I don't think so. You sound like you're 30. But, wow.
Well, thank you.
You know, I don't know if you've ever watched some of the old series, you know, maybe Johnny Carson and stuff like that. And you know, then we got Jay Leno. But to us, Jay Leno was the new guy. Johnny Carson was basically the new guy. You know, you go back to Jack Parr and Jack Benny. Boy, that's going way back. But, you know, when we watch some of these videos and you realize, I don't know, have you ever watched the Dean Martin roast, which were fun?
Oh, for sure.
You know?
For
yeah,
sure,
and
Jack Benny and all of them.
Jack Benny, it's hard to believe I'm talking to somebody who can remember that. But, Deborah, isn't it weird when we watch it, we're thinking all the people we enjoyed are gone. It's like, wow.
That's the truth. I actually watched a video that someone sent on Facebook the other day of some country legend singers, and I realized that all of them are gone, too.
They're gone. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But you know what, Deborah? You have such an interesting scenario going on. And we have a saying, the way in which you think determines the outcome. It's not really ours originally, but that's kind of where you're at. The mindset reset is so important because, you know what, the higher percentage of people out there really do have to reset their patterns because a lot of them are off track. They're off track, like I was talking about with the with the resolutions, 95% of us drop off, and we really do have to reset, don't we?
I fully agree with that, and that's really what my whole message is about. In the book that I just compiled with a team of 14 other authors called Live Life in WOW, and WOW stands for Wonder, Openness, and Wisdom, and it's really been a divinely inspired project. And much like I would think Easy Way has been, because it helps so many people. And that's the whole thing. It's sort of, you know, we're expecting and hoping it's going to become a movement so that people start thinking and looking for the wow, because it's easy to have doom and gloom all the time. You know,
yeah.
Just listen to everything that's going on, and it's sometimes it's pretty hard. But when we start looking for the wonder and the openness and the wisdom in all of our aspects of life, all experiences, good, bad, and the in-between, it's just makes life a little bit easier. And as we all start doing it more and more, more people will continue, and it'll just shift the vibration, and things will happen, and the mindset will come along as well. But we have to make a decision to do that.
Well, that sounds interesting. So the wow thing that you are talking about, is that like a service that you offer or a course? Or what is wow exactly? Get a little bit more into detail. I mean, it's a book, obviously, but is it more than a book? Like, when people check out Easy Way and they see Deborah Hawick and they see this wow thing, what are they looking for?
Well, we're going to be doing live events as well as online online. We're hoping that when we are doing the live events, we're going to be able to stream them. But it's all for people to be able to also, you know, have a platform to tell their stories and to inspire others. That's basically what we want to do. We want to inspire others to look for the wow and to continue doing it. So it's going to be, you know, the book just came out in December. I'm really proud to say that we reached number one in 6 different categories that we know of.
Wow.
And I just checked today, and we're still way up there in in some of the categories. So it's very exciting for us and the other authors that contributed. So it's going to become a movement, Eric. And with your help and Easy Way's help, I know, I have no doubt it's going to happen. I have to tell you, may I share with your audience about how much I love Easy Way?
Please do.
I have to tell you that being on the Easy Way pitch party every 2 weeks is so much fun, and hearing about what everybody's doing and just the great speakers that you've brought on. It's wonderful, and I love telling people about it and sharing it with them. And you know, I was so excited last time. I won one of the big prizes. I won a stage.
I was so happy to spin the wheel for you. So cool.
Well, exactly. I encourage everybody.
Hey, you know what,
sorry,
Deborah? You know, I was reading this article, and they said, what's the most important? Well, it's not really food. It's not nutrition. It's not water. It's not sleep. All these vital, important things. Of course, you know, water. I mean, you got to have water. We're going to be gone if we don't have a lot of water. And sleep and all that stuff. No, it's none of that stuff. They said the number one thing that came out for health is relationships. And, you know, of course, faith and relationships bound together. And that's what Eric kind of created with the Easy Way family, and that's what you're all about. And that's, I think it the camaraderie and the unity, like Eric has unity on all his trophies, that makes a big difference. And it gives people something to look forward to. And that's what they share with us. They go, I like waking up in the morning. No, it's out there. That's the Easy Way family's out there. And like what you're doing, and you're resetting people's minds to go down the right path. And it doesn't have to be about worry all the time, does it, Deborah?
Well,
about
hey, Dad, not to interrupt you, but we actually have an extra special celebrity guest. He's actually one of our hosts on the Easy Way pitch party. He wanted to pop on and support you, Deborah. We have Johnny Vinoker from VH1, Scott Baio's 45 and Single, the offer on Paramount Pictures, HBO, and I don't know, some other new thing he's going to tell us about. Johnny, welcome to the show.
Johnny V is with us. All right. Hello, Johnny.
God, let me tell you something, Deborah. Can you hear me, everybody?
Yep, we got you.
I can. Hi, Johnny.
No,
thanks.
How you doing there? Now, first of all, yes, I do love myself. Every day I love myself more, and I know, and I always pass that along to anybody around me, because you got to love yourself, numero uno, and then you could go to the greatest heights. So I'm just getting to meet you, Deborah, and I love everything that everybody's saying about live life in the wow. I mean, come on. I love that word, wow. I don't
Johnny,
even know
why.
Johnny,
are you live in the wow, Deborah style?
Yeah.
Without a doubt. without a doubt. You can take me along. I'm ready to go on this magic carpet ride, absolutely. And I love what you said, Deborah, about shifting the vibrations, because that's it. And I love that song. What, you know that old song, Good Vibrations? I listen to it in the car, you know, because it's a great uplifting song. And I believe uplifting in any way you can get there. And also get out of the negative. If you feel the negative coming on, just take it and sweep it under the rug forever. And James, who I love dearly, I know a very long time, who has always talked about health and spiritually talking and just to try to send me in the right direction. And he's just that person that asks for nothing in return, but it's such a great heart. And this young gentleman, Eric EZ, I know since he was two. I feel like it. I know him since he was two. But seriously, you know, Deborah, when I first met Eric, he was just, what can I do, Johnny, to change your life? And I'm saying to myself, who is this? Who is this guy that doesn't even know me, but he's ready to fly? And that's what he's been doing, Deborah, for many, many moons right now. And, you know, it's about changing people's lives for the better. We have to do it. That's part of our job and our destiny to take care of the people around us and make them feel like they're the way they should feel. And that's loving and spiritual and getting in touch with their wow. I would be saying that all day.
Well, Deborah, very great meeting you.
Great meeting
you. Thank you so much, Johnny, for coming on with those nice, just inspiring words and support. So we'll see you giving opportunities because you have go ahead and real quick about a couple seconds. Tell everybody about the show.
Yeah, I just want to tell you real quick.
TV and we'll see you on the Pittsburgh.
Yes, absolutely. We are Eric and I are producing a piece called Gaining Access. And that's what we all need. I preach it every day. I know people know those words because I want them to know the words. And it's about gaining access and rising to a higher power because you are more powerful than you could ever imagine. So I'm so grateful. Great to know James and Eric for so many years. And Deborah, now I know you.
That's how.
Thank you, Johnny, and I'm so appreciative.
That's how the
family
goes.
We got to get Deborah to reset Johnny's mind.
Oh, by the way, Deborah, yes, I will tell you, the way that I gain access, personally speaking, is on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. I really do, and I've had amazing people contact me and have great conversations, and it's about changing lives. I'm ready to get in touch with my wow. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, Johnny, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, guys, go check out Johnny Vinoker on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. We'll see you on the pitch party on January 19th, talking more about gaining access coming soon to Easy Way TV. Hope that you stay with us. We're going to get back to Deborah. Appreciate you, brother. All right, Johnny Vinoker, everybody.
Hey, Johnny.
Special.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're very welcome, Deborah.
It's always great to have celebrities come on and support our guests. So, Deborah, you are a mindset expert. What is a mindset expert? What would make somebody want to do business with you? And what is it that you offer so anybody that's listening can, you know, increase and accelerate their mindset? And
what do you think, Deborah? What do you think? Where are people off the most that you see?
One question at a time. I don't know if she can. My question first, then yours.
Oh, she can handle it. She can handle it. Hit us, Deborah.
Well, they're kind of combined. I like to work with corporate companies that, you know, have teams of people, and I like to work with them to give them options. And one of the things I do is I show them what a selfie of a different sort looks like, and I show them what their thoughts look like. And once people see that, you can't unring a bell. So when they see what their thoughts look like in a picture or what their thoughts could look like, good and bad, it gives them a benchmark to work with. And I love doing that and then taking them step by step to help the whole culture raise its vibration, and that helps the whole company, and it helps the people at home, and it helps communities. So that's kind of what I do. And people say that I use my TAP method as well. It's a method that I've put together, and that's what I take people through step by step. And clients say that it feels like they're receiving a warm energy hug while also receiving a gentle kick in the pants.
Loving but firm.
So you're also hosting, or you're very much involved in the big Week of Kindness event with 1,000 plus people January 22nd and 25th. Talk about your involvement with that. By the way, guys, you can go to our new EasyWay member calendar on EasyWay Wall of Fame. You click on menu and go to events, and you'll get all the information on the Good Kindness event coming up that Deborah is widely involved in. Talk about your involvement there, Deborah.
Yes, I'm one of the co-hosts, and I love to interview people, and I've been involved within it for a little while now with Tony Kaufman, and I'm so excited that EasyWay is part of the event this year, too, because I know that so many more people are going to join us. So it is a great event for people who want to grow their businesses, hear wonderful speakers share their such valued information for free, and there's so many gifts that are offered. And when people buy the VIP package, they have a whole year to listen to everything because there's so many speakers that you're going to want to hear. And Eric, I'm so honored that EasyWay has become, you know, part of this. I just think that it's such a boost and just helps us reach and access more people, like Johnny says, and it's just a great thing. And I'm actually going to be doing my talk on the wow and the importance of it, so I'd love it if people tune into that as well. But yeah, please, everybody who's listening, join into Week of Kindness, and get, if you're not already part of the EasyWay family, join us now, because we have too much fun for people to miss out.
Oh, thank you so much, Deborah. You guys
so
can go
great,
to EasyWayFamily.com. If you are liking what you're hearing, you want to get involved with our EasyWay Family Pitch Party as well as all the fun activities we do. So do you have any offers for us today? Do you have any giveaways, Deborah? Do you have any events that are coming up that will be on the EasyWay members calendar? In closing, what would you like our audience to follow?
Well, right now the biggest thing that I have going on is Week of Kindness. So I'd love people to come. Attendance is free for people. So that's the biggest thing that I have going on right now. And I'm offering a free course for people and a free ebook. So join in on that.
Okay, so if
they
go to the EasyWay Wall of Fame and they look up Deborah, again, guys, you can go to EasyWayWall.com, letter E, letter Z, for short, and you can search Deborah. You're going to be posting all of this on your profile, so it's simple for people for us to help draw traffic to your website or social media, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're just doing some updates to the website now, so that's going to be happening, and yeah, it's all going to be posted on there.
All right. Well, there it is. So, Deborah, you know, I know you said so many amazing words about us, but I wanted to get in the specifics of you now as a client, now as an actual gold member. And by the way, shout out to Ronnie Tsunami and Tony Kaufman and everybody that kind of brought you to the table for us. But in being a member, what specifically, out of everything that you've experienced, what's one or two, even three things that you've specifically gained value from in being an EasyWay member?
Oh my, I've met so many people already. So many people who want to help and so many people who want to support. And you, Eric, I mean, I can't even begin to thank you for all the support you've given me and the help. You've taught me so much in a very short period of time. So I thank you for that and for giving me the opportunity to let people know about that. But it's the support and the reach that people can get in their businesses, the collaborations that can be formed. I just had a wonderful chat the other day with Jason McNamara, who I wouldn't have had access to before. So, and, you know, the JV Jam was just a wonderful event and just everything. I don't know how much more I can say that's not going to, you know, sound like I'm repeating myself, but I just really want to encourage people to experience it for themselves. And everybody's going to get out of it what they want to put in. And I love that I'm able to share my message and that I get to share other people's messages and we support one another. So that's, I think, the greatest that there is. And it just feels really, really good.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And don't forget about the reach and all the interviews of the potential 75 different other podcasts that may be interviewing you, as well as, you know, being an avatar, like a video game, and running around and meeting people in that manner. Love your avatar, by the way. It looks just like you. All right, well, thank you so much.
Tried to get it as close as possible.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for being a guest on today's show, Radio Boomers Live, with my dad. It's his show.
Thank
I know
you,
it may
Deborah.
Sound like it's my show, guys, but I have a tendency of taking over like that. Dad, jump in anytime. It's okay.
Right. I'm still on. Hey, still cool. Now, it's kind of a duel, kind of battling of the, you know, like the host here, who gets the word in. But, no, you know, what you're doing, because we know we get inundated with the politics and with, the, you know, the weather and all the things going on around the world. So, you know, taking time to reset, it doesn't have to be about all the stress. And it's so important because by eliminating the stress, you actually lengthen your life, don't you? I mean, if we could reach
so David,
out. And
it's time for Carmelita's Corner, but we'll get to that.
Okay,
I'll see you in the Hall of Fame or maybe the pitch party. We'll see Deborah on our pitch party this Thursday. Deborah, you've been an amazing guest today. Thank you so much for being on Radio Boomers Live and on Easy Way Radio.
Well, thank you for having me,
thank
both
you
of you.
Much,
I appreciate it so much.
All right,
guys. Deborah Hollick, one of our gold members. Make sure you check her out on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Dad, it's time for a commercial break, and then Carmelita's Corner. She always has so many amazing guests.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new Easy Way store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 Easy Way Network with our built-in Wall of Fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
About to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. Yeah, looks like the sun's going to come out, too. At least I see it peeking out. We've had our share of rain here in California, in sunny California, and God knows we really need it. But I've got reason to shine today because I have James Lewis Perdue Jackson II, a.k.a. Jay. He's also known as Jay. But he is just one of the most amazing people that I've met. And the more I get to know him, the more amazing he is. He's achieved so much during his lifetime, and I know he has a lot more to do. For one thing, he's the co-founder of the Lions Club in Beverly Hills. He is a U.S. Navy veteran. He's also the founder of many film production companies, and he's a philanthropist and a humanitarian. I mean, he's been awarded and recognized by our former Senator and Ambassador Diane Watson for what he's done in the world to help the young people over in Africa. And he's also a designer of the highest dimension. He's the owner and head designer of Jeté Haute couture, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing correctly, where his fashion designs were featured on national and international television, including Motown 25, Emmys, Grammys, and NAACP Image Awards. And he's also had his share of experience with prestigious law firms, advertising, public relations, financial and entertainment companies, just to name a few of some of his adventures. And the name of the organization that I was referring to is his NGO, Youth Net Africa USA, when I mentioned about his adventures in supporting the youngsters over in Africa. And he has good reason to celebrate because he has received the Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from President Biden, which was presented to him at the Royal Society of St. George, California branch last year, December the 11th. And he also received the Lifetime Achievement of the United Nations Association Humanitarian Award. And he's listed in the marquee's Who's Who of American Entertainment Executives and Who's Who in the World. And I could go on and on and on. And, Jay, I'm going to have to give you some time to speak during your interview. Otherwise, I'll spend the rest of the time giving people an idea of some of your achievements. And as I said before, you are amazing. So let's bring you on now. Are you there?
Yes, I am. And I want to correct you. My name is Jai, J-A-I, pronounced J-Y, not Jai.
Jai. Okay,
yes,
got it.
Thank you.
Jai.
And
okay.
Also, the name of my couture company is J-A-C in French, which is Giant Company in French. J-A-C, not y'all. I don't know what you said, but that's not the name of my company. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for cleaning that up. But you have also created fashions for one of our most beloved stars of all time, Diana Ross.
No, that's not true. I
no.
did Mockingbird and Mary Wells, okay? I don't
oh.
know where you got that, because
oh.
I never told you that.
Well, someone else told me that.
Well, that's not true. You shouldn't go by what you hear from other people. You ask me. It's Mary Wells brought me into the mix. Mockingbird, Mary Wells, and Gloria Jones, okay? And I did some stuff for Gladys Hart. When she was homeless and didn't have a place, I found a place for her and put her next door to me in North Hollywood. There's
oh.
a lot of stuff I've done. Yeah, that's why I got the humanitarian one, because I don't do it for recognition or anything like that. I was a little hesitant about my publicist not to do this show, but I did it anyway. I am a person who does service. I believe that's why I am a member of the Lions Club internationally, and because they do real service. We don't get paid for what we do. We it's skin in the game. Okay, and I love the Lions, the oldest charity in the world. And when it was 100 years old, they chartered us to recharter a Beverly Hills club. Gil went to New York, and he went to the Lions Club Day at the UN, and that's when they asked. And he came back. I got back from Africa, and he said, we've been asked to do this. And I said, oh, wow, it's service. Let's do it. And we did it. Okay, it took a while, but we started out with 35 members. But the pandemic just messed up everything. We did our first fundraiser at the Beverly Hills Women's Club, and a Prince Mario Mack, Lippy Heaves, the one was our MC and host, and Leith Eaton is an artist, and we presented her artwork. It was fun. I believe you were there, weren't you, Carmelita?
Yes.
Weren't you at the
yes,
event?
I yes. was. Mm-hmm.
That was
yeah, a beautiful person. Location in Beverly Hills, a historical location. The architecture, you know, was very regal.
The Women's Club has been there quite a while. There are three ladies there that's where I met Princess Karen Cantrell, and there was one other, oh, Pai, P-A-I, I think it's Sally Pai, P-A-I. I loved her. And Mamzie, who I've known because I knew her son, Peter, God rest his soul. I know her. They were there, and they joined the club, and I joined the club after, you know, being sent. I guess I don't know if I was the first male member of that club, but I know Mamzie had a little thing with saying Jai and his harem. But anyway, I love that club. I love the ladies there, and they do a great job, especially for children, needy children.
Yeah, well, I had the opportunity to come in contact with them when I had an event for the Rose Breast Cancer Society because they also were involved in the artistic production of beautiful floral watercolors. A branch of them, and I met the lady at that time. I can't think of her name, who was the in charge. So if you're probably speaking of the same person, but it's beautiful. The location, we had our Rose Variety Art Show at the Virginia Robinson's Gardens in the 2012, and that's when I came in contact with the Beverly Hills.
I think they sort of like oversee that garden since Mrs. Robinson has passed on. But that's another icon that she and, those ladies, like the Queen, Mrs. Robinson, Buffy Chandler, Dorothy Chandler, who gave us the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion and the Music Center, and do fun philanthropy the way it was done by the old Vondam above it.
Yes, well, it's just a lovely part of our city. And that particular location, Virginia Robinson's Gardens, was the first luxury estate built in 1911. And it was just really like a mini miracle how I came to be involved there because I had no idea that particular year where we were going to stage the Rose Variety Art Show. And I was led there by Jarvie Hutchinson, thank God. God bless his soul. He's gone on to a better world.
Oh, I miss him, Jarvie. Oh, I miss him.
Yes, we all miss him. As a matter of fact, that's how I met my producer of this show, Eric Zuli. Jarvie had the Ladies in Red Gala in West Hollywood, and I was one of the Ladies in Red, one of the awardees, and Eric and his dad Jim were there with their crew and on the red carpet, and that's how that was 2013, and the rest is history, and I'm still, you know, on board.
You're talking about the Ladies in Red drag ball.
This is Jarvie created the Ladies in Red Gala, where he awards women in the community who are doing philanthropical things to, you know, help make things better for people.
When did he do it at the West Hollywood Auditorium? What was it done? I thought you were talking about the one that's in Palm Springs. But
he had it. The one that I went to was in West Hollywood, and it was at a beautiful location. Jarvie always managed to get beautiful locations. In fact, he gave me an award 2008 at the Four Seasons Hotel. They're also in the area. We really do miss him because he was quite a shaker and mover.
I've got several pictures with him.
Mm-hmm.
My book in passing all the people. You know, I met a lot of people. From all the way from the Port of St. James all the way up into the Port of Czechoslovakia, Countess Miriam Vondrousova, which is the dead bitch family. She was like a mother to me in New York. And she had been kicked out of Tanzania by that bad man, and they had a plantation, a coffee plantation and chicken plantation there. And she loved Tanzania. And so one of my things was to get her back there. And how we did it was the land. I talked to a minister of finance daughter who was going to school over at Marymount.
Okay, listen, you know what, Jai, I'm going to have to apologize to you because we spent so much time making sure that we would cover everything that you wanted to cover, but it's actually time for us to wrap it up. I'm getting messages from my producer.
Okay.
So we're going to have to say goodbye to everybody, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule for coming on Carmelita's Corner. And I still think we had a good show. And I want to let everybody know you're from Chattanooga, and also that you were inspired by Queen Elizabeth, and that you we did mention your receipt of President Biden's Lifetime Achievement Award and the United Nations Humanitarian Award and so on. So I think we did cover everything in our own way. And we're going to say goodbye now, and again, I'm going to thank you for coming on.
Ooh, she got to get off of that thing. They cut her off.
Hi, James.
You need to, like, go over your stuff because you made a lot of mispronounced words and stuff. And I thought I had told you how to pronounce that.
Well, I don't recall.
That don't mean.
I don't recall.
Because I used to go on, but I don't know how you pronounce it, but I never had a company call that. And it makes you sound unprofessional when you're not prepared. But I thought I prepared you yesterday when I told you.
All right, sorry about that, guys. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we're back. We're back in action. We never let the devil get us down, right? All right, so we're back with Radio Boomers Live. That was an awesome segment as usual. But now remember, the guest name is J-A-I. Jay, got to get it right, right? So, Dad, are you there with us?
Okay. I was just going over the awards. Did you hear what I said, or was that all muted out there?
We had a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're back.
I know.
We're actually back to our special guest, Lisa, which is the partner, Tony, with the Week of Kindness event. Lisa, are you there with us?
I am here. How's everybody doing
today?
Hi,
Lisa. Lisa. Thanks for coming on. This is exciting. We're having an amazing time on the show today, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. And, boy, I'll tell you, the event coming up, the Week of Kindness, this is really something that's needed, especially with what's going on in the news and the politics. We
so,
need
Deborah,
some...
tell us about the Week of Kindness. What is it?
Yeah, so this is the fifth time we are doing the Week of Kindness, okay? We do it twice a year, and what it is a fabulous time for speakers, innovators, healers, coaches, entrepreneurs, you know, amazing businessmen and women to come together and all give us 30 minutes, an hour of their time. And as the attendee, you get to sit underneath some amazing teaching, some absolutely fabulous and impactful inspiration, and you get to get gifts from all of us. Like, it's all about kindness and gratitude, right? So we're just here to make the world a better place. And this year, I am absolutely ecstatic about this go-around. We have world-renowned speakers like Bill Walsh. We have Omar Perryou. We have Christopher Salem. We have our very own Eric Zulli. Who would not want to sit there? We've got to hear him at least once or twice. We're going to have Eric up there more than once. And we just Ronnie Tsunami, just some amazing folks. I can't wait. We got another 50-plus speakers on everything from business development to wealth management, to new media, which Eric is going to be heading up, to personal development, health and wellness, spirituality. Like, there's something for everyone to touch every area of your life. I just can't wait. And it's amazing. It's
and,
like,
you know,
there's another
title onto this that's very yeah. important. And you have
yes.
it's the Week of Kindness and something else that they say is very important and appreciative of the people that you work with, and that's gratitude. Because
Absolutely.
People love when they turn around and they hear some gratitude for what they do, and you bring
yes.
that out in your event.
Yes, we do. And you know what's even more amazing for me as a speaker, as a mentor, a coach, all those wonderful things, right? I love to be able to give. So not only we have three gifts, right? We've got these VIP gifts, and so for the VIPs, you get to have all these multiple hours of inspiration and teaching, right? You get to have access to them for the next year, 365 days. And by the way, this is being simulcast on SOS TV on the Easy Way Network as well as on YouTube
yeah.
as on EventRaptor. But the beautiful thing this year, for $97, you get access to everything, the recordings and all of the VIP gifts. But the most important part of all, 10% of every VIP this year is going to the Better Vision for Children Foundation. We are
so cool.
excited. We have a $10,000 goal, guys. And this is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that is working tirelessly to prevent and eradicate child-onset blindness all over the world. Why wouldn't you go on, get your VIP ticket, and that small donation is going to help a child's sight? I don't know what's better. I don't know what's better.
Well, you know, and we have a two-pronged thing there. It's the better vision for the eye care, but it's also better visions for their future. So they have something to look forward to. We're going to have mentorship and, you know, opening doors for their dreams and let them see, you know, create dreams and follow their dreams. And that's the second portion of it. And there's so much potential out there. We're finding out from so many kids from different all kinds of countries, but they don't have an opportunity to follow through it. So we're going to bring people in to kind of open those doors for them. And we really appreciate and looking so forward to being on board with you guys for the several days. It's 3 days, right? Yeah.
It's actually four. It's the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
25th,
so it's four
right.
days.
Okay.
Yeah, we're cramming a whole week into 4 days this
wow.
time around. So, yeah, it's going to be, like, jam-packed. It's amazing.
That's so cool. And now, so this is going to be held, is it in Florida? Am I on point with that? Or And it's virtual too.
Which is exciting, right? So from your own home, you can watch it. You just go to www.weekofkindness.com.
And you can go on and register. So cool. Sometimes we do a half and half. We have, some of it in person somewhere and then virtual too. But the virtual world opens up so many doors. I don't know if you came on board with us on the Avatar situation. We're going to be doing the awards on the 21st.
Yes.
EQA Wall of Fame Awards Golden Gala. Island, Eric's Island out there was so, great.
Wasn't
your
it
little,
amazing?
Oh, my God, that was so cool. One of the funny things was, of all that happened and being on stage and people are saying, well, how can you be on stage? How can you do this and do that? And you're not there? No, it's a virtual format. But, people were talking about, and they're with executives, right? These are people that normally wouldn't do this. But they're going out, they're conservative people, and afterwards they're meeting in the dance room and having a great time doing all kinds of dance moves.
I will tell you something. I'm a woman of a certain age. I can't do those dance moves in real life anymore, so it was
exactly.
great. To be able to do them virtually.
And believe me, I've seen some people out there, and I see the names above. I'm thinking, this person would not be doing backflips, believe me. But, another one that was funny was when the people were saying, I met this lady. She owned a business, executive, and they were out in a boat, and she took off, and she fell off the boat and had to go around and pick her up out of the water. It's like, wow, can't stand up in the boat. Okay. No, it's amazing. They're really looking forward to this summit. It's going to be exciting. It's so well needed because we need some of this fun stuff, and inspiring stuff. And if you walk out of a movie theater and you just saw like a droopy drama movie that's dismal, and then you have another movie that was a John Candy comedy movie, which group is the happiest that goes out to dinner afterwards? Of course.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I just want to say something else, too. It's 2023. This is the first, major summit of this kind this year. And I want everybody out there to really take the time and invest in yourself. We have invested in so many other people over our lifetime that it's time for us to prosper in our purpose. So take a moment to invest in yourself. Let us just share the wealth of knowledge and wisdom, and most of all, love, kindness, and gratitude with you so you can start your 2023 off in an amazing way, and we can all make this world a better place.
And you know what? What you just said was on the top list of New Year's resolutions for people. Making yourself happier and spending, that kind of thing. And you really do have to actually do it. It doesn't happen automatically, And when you gravitate and hear something like what you're going to be presenting, people leave with that in their mind. And, it changes it like, instead of a negativity with something, it does make a difference. And then they share that with somebody else, and it becomes contagious and, a good thing. So,
Absolutely.
We've got another 2 minutes left. Real quick, Lisa, do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you're going to be doing with Easy Way and this team we're kind of forming behind the scenes here? So everybody can know why they need to follow you on the Easy Way Wall of Fame profile, on your profile.
Yes, thank you, Eric. So I am a jack of all trades, master of all. What we do is we really help people primarily in the spiritual, heart-centered space to prosper in purpose. I help teach you how to create a profitable, integral, impactful business. A lot of us are doing the things and we're just spinning our wheels and we really don't know what our real offers are. And so as a result of that, I also do things like on YouTube and other broadcasting and event facilitation and branding. And so we're coming on board to help Easy Way with program direction for the television. We're also going to joint venture with them on actually the events, more of these virtual and then some hybrid events. I'd love to work with you guys on physical and then, you know, in the metaverse also events as well, and really just kind of coaching you and helping you through how to honestly execute an abundant business. You don't have to be poor to be pious, guys, and we can change the world integrally and go out here and do what we're meant to do. So that's what I do.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow. We need people like you. I'm so the tech part that you have, which I don't understand, it's definitely needed today. I mean, the world's changed so much. Where
Absolutely.
Is it going from here?
Well, bottom line is that you need a team behind the talent, and it's all about the team behind the talent, and especially
the team
behind the projects. So we're getting some of the experts on board. The events are going to get better. The opportunities are going to get better. And basically the solutions are going to get better as far as what EasyWay provides our clients and our members. As you can see, there's an experts program being grown and developed here. We have over 150 experts. Lisa and Tony are one of them. So, and if you guys want to be an expert of the EasyWay Network, make sure you email us at easywaynetwork@gmail.com, easywaynetwork@gmail.com. So in closing out, guys, I want to remind everybody, too, we're going to be launching on the EasyWay Pitch Party January 19th, the Dr. Fitness USA, the show, the Dr. Fitness USA show podcast on EasyWay TV. And so Thursday, I think every Thursday, I don't remember exactly what time, Thursday at 4 o'clock, we'll get you the exact time. It'll be on the program that we put out. We will be releasing the episodes per week or per month. We'll be giving you all the information, but we are going to be putting out the first official episode with Batista and Stephen Hersey with Dr. Fitness USA on Thursday, January 19th. So please go to easywaytv.com, download the app, or install the channel on Roku. Make sure that you watch that episode, support it, and share it. Share the link. We definitely appreciate it. So this has been an awesome episode, as usual, EasyWay Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Apple Podcasts, so many other platforms. Thank you to all of our distributors and all of our partners that support us and push it out there. We give you visibility. Yes, I will be speaking, guys, on the Week of Kindness, on creating an influence, getting proper visibility to help you monetize. So that's going to be some great golden nuggets for you guys. I love all my EasyWay family supporters that support me when I do speak. So make sure you put that in your calendar. Go to, what's the website? What's the simple website people can go to get more information, Lisa?
www.weekofkindness.com.
There it is, guys. www.weekofkindness.com. So we're going to let you go, Lisa. We're going to go ahead and end the show. Great guests, as usual.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right, thank you so much, Lisa. It was an honor having you on, and thank you for all the information. Yeah, so remember, tune in next week every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then catch our archive show on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Apple Podcasts. Just Google EasyWay Radio. Google your name if you're on the show. Google your name, and you'll find a lot of the platforms that we put you out on. I love doing the show with you, guys, you, Dad. The best father-son show in the game, I think. And if you guys want to be a guest,
you can share all that stuff. I can't remember it all.
That's what makes it a great show. You got the news, I got the groove. So, all right, so guys, call us at 424-209-9290 if you want to be a guest on the show, or email easywaynetwork@gmail.com. Go create your account if you don't have one at theeasywaywall.com. Get on our EasyWay Wall of Fame. And get out there, get promotion, get exposure, get visibility, and get connected the easy way. We'll catch you guys next week. Same easy way time, same easy way channel every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. I'm sorry, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Standard
11.
Time.
Right, 11 a.m.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and we're looking forward to it. And we got
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White.
Sorry, Dad, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Bad engineer. Shame on you. Go ahead.
Eric, I just wanted you to, give your thing about the 21st, the awards.
Well, we may be extending that date. We don't know yet. That's why I'm not really mentioning the awards as of now. But it looks like everything's going to go according to plan. So definitely, I mean, everything is on our calendar, the Easy Way members calendar. So again, guys, everything's going to be on that calendar. Everything.
I know there's
everything that members are up to, opportunities. It's all going to be on the Easy Way Wall of Fame events calendar. So just go to events under menu. All right, we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z, EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at EasyWayPodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.